Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. I would like to thank God for all of you that have dialed into the show this evening. You have dialed into Ministry Impossible, where your host, Minister Sharon Rambus, and that is me. Welcome. Ministry Impossible is based on the scripture found in Luke, the 18th chapter, the 27th verse. And in that verse, Jesus says that things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And from that, we derived our theme for the show, and it is, there is nothing too hard for God. And our show's mission is to empower and equip God's people with the Word of God. And so you can dial into our broadcast every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday of each month from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the evening. So our next show dates are Thursday, May the 25th, and Saturday, May the 25th, and Thursday, June the 13th. Once again, that's Saturday, May the 25th, and Thursday, June the 13th. And so this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what may come your way, you shall have a made-up mind, a purpose-filled mind to rejoice and be glad. Because despite what it may look like, even despite what it may even feel like, God is still good. So we always start the show off with prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. It also says that men are to always pray and not faint. Prayer is a weapon, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. For when we pray, I believe God listens. And when we listen, I believe God speaks. When we believe, I know that God works. May we pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being better to us than we have been to ourselves. We thank you for your peace, your protection, and your power. We thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation of the clouds, of the threats from the giants in our lives, giants of sickness and giants of lack, giants of loneliness, giants of oppression and depression. But you have created us to be giant slayers, so no matter what come our way, we shall not be bound, but we thank God that we are free, free to live and love in the purpose and power in which you created us for. And as we celebrate Mother's Day on this coming Sunday, We thank you for the gift of our mothers. We thank you for choosing them to give us, to give birth to us. Now bless the mothers for every sacrifice, for every time that they went without so that their child could have. Bless them. Bless the children whose mothers are resting in your bosom. Let the precious memories keep joy flowing in their hearts and give them assurance that there will be a great meeting one day in the sky where they'll see their mother again. And it's in your precious Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come on. What you shake your head on for?
Drop that in your spirit as a sidebar. Be careful of those so-called
our text, we see that Mary is standing at the cross of Jesus. And it was her love that caused her to follow Jesus, even to the cross. It's a mother's love that reflects Jesus' love. So I believe that a mother's love is just like Jesus' love. It's just like a mother's, just like a mother's love is just like Jesus' love because it's unconditional. A mother's love is just like Jesus' love because it's filled with mercy. A mother's love is just like Jesus' love because it's filled with grace. A mother's love is just like Jesus' love because it's filled with compassion. But most importantly, a mother's love is filled with a lot of prayer. I believe something happens up in heaven when a mother starts praying for a child. I believe a praying mother knows how to get the attention of heaven. So I thank God for a praying mother. My mother prayed for me. She had me on her mind. She took the time and prayed for me. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. I'm glad that my mother's love follows Jesus' love. Because it was that love that led Jesus to the cross. It was that love that caused your son to come down. It was that love that led that mother's love to the cross. Because, mother, come on, join with me. It was at the cross, where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart start to roll away. It was there, by faith, that I received my sight. And now, hallelujah, and now, hallelujah, and now, hallelujah, I am happy all the day. I'm happy for a praying mother. I'm happy for a praying Jesus. I'm happy for a loving Jesus. Because it was that love that caused Jesus to answer that mother's prayer. It was love that caused that mother to pray in the first place to Jesus. But I'm glad that Jesus is still in the answering prayer answering business, amen. I'm glad that if I call on him, he will hear me. I'm glad that Jesus is the one that bridged the gap between me and God. I'm glad that Jesus is the one that died so that I might live. I am glad that Jesus stayed on that old rugged cross. I'm so glad that Jesus forgave me for my sins. I don't always get it right, but I thank God that Jesus loves me. I thank God that Jesus shows me grace. I thank God that Jesus shows me compassion. I thank God that it's that grace that brought us thus far. And it's the grace of God that keeps you. And it's the grace of God that holds you. So today, let's thank God for that grace. That grace that found in that mother's love. So today, let's say, I love you, mother. I love you for loving Jesus. I love you for giving me Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because he's worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my mama. I thank you, Lord, for my grandmother. I thank you, Lord, for my aunts that had to play mama. I thank you, Lord, for the sisters that had to stay fast, step in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's something about a mother's love.
Clean on the sun.